Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. You know what time it is. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday night. This is Long Shot Radio, Prime Time Edition, with your host, Donnie Rightside. Guy Sports Talk Radio, this is what we're about. Gambling tips, the big wagers, the biggest games. Do you want to be on the right side listening to the radio show, Long Shot Radio, Prime Time Edition, with your host, Donnie Rightside, recapping what happens during the week and also what's going to happen along with future impact and upcoming matchups. Gambling tips is what we're all about, what we look for, why is the line moving, public versus Vegas. This is the show where it all goes down exclusively on TrendBetting.com. A sensational summer ahead of full baseball action, NBA playoffs in full swing, NHL playoffs in full swing. What a great time to be in the industry, folks. Sit back, grab a chair, grab the best cigar you have. Listen up. It's Long Shots Radio Prime Time Edition with your host, Donnie Rightside.
Folks, welcome to the show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime MLB Edition, with your host, Donnie Rightside. Feels so good to be back on the radio. Have some exciting news for the listeners out there. You've heard the show in the past. You know we talk about it all the time. We definitely wanted to expand the radio show. The time has come now. Eventually, we're going to be going to 5 days a week, a little bit down the road, but we are now going to have a Monday afternoon show specifically to get you ready for the week and, of course, recap what happened on the weekend as well. So we're real excited to do that. So a second show has been added. We'll do it same station, obviously, Blog Talk Sports Radio on TrendBetting.com, and that's going to be a Monday show. Haven't hammered out the actual time yet, but we're looking somewhere between 11 to 12 o'clock on Monday. It could be a 30 to 40-minute show. It's going to be a lot of fun. As I said, we're going to recap, get you set up for what's going to take place during the week, and it's the heat of baseball season, and you know Mondays are huge days in Major League Baseball. We're going to have a lot to talk about, set up, and go over. That way we can get all our notes in a line on Monday. You can see exactly how we go through capping games, what we're going to be taking a look at, maybe give a few free plays here and there, but obviously it's going to be a lot of fun explaining and going over, and a second show has been added. I'm very, very excited for it. Once again, folks, welcome to the radio show, Primetime Edition MLB, with your host, Donnie Rightside. Guy Sports Talk Radio, you know what I'm about. I love to gamble on sports, love to talk about sports, and love to watch sports. In the background right now, two TVs are going right now with the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles, and also the Texas Rangers and Tampa Bay Rays are on the TV. We'll go over a couple of those games and certainly give you a couple pieces of information of what I looked at. Only had one play today, folks, and that's all we needed. It was an early game, which is a 2-hour and 17-minute rain delay in Kansas City, but we went ahead and rolled with Edinson Volquez over Chris Kluber. Yes, that Chris Kluber, Cy Young Award-winning Chris Kluber, he's really struggling this year, folks. Not the same player, and it's definitely clear. We caught a really good price on him. I saw the closing line, which, again, we're going to talk about this as well, and I might as well do it right here before we get it going. Looking at these games, do not chase the steam. The steam, at best, folks, is 50-50. Break down the game yourself. Trust your number from what you see. If you like the number, fire away. Case in point today, setting up the game, Edinson Volquez, great pitcher? No, not by any stretch. Royals, very good home team. Absolutely. Royals got plastered last night, 10-3, so you knew they had to get this game before on getaway day, and certainly wanted to keep pace, didn't want to lose another game. The Indians have been struggling on the season, and they send their quote-unquote ace out to the mound, who I believe had lost six straight starts coming into this baseball game. So certainly a lot of public bettors out there, square bettors, just say, hey, man, that's Chris Kluber. Indians had a real nice game last night. Kluber's going to get back on track. You know, hopefully he gets it going. That wasn't the case today. But again, getting back to the original point, don't chase the steam. It doesn't make any sense. We fired, I would say, at about 11:45, quarter of 12 today for the 2 p.m. start for what we thought was a good number at minus 111 on the home team, which is the Kansas City Royals. I like the matchup straight up with Volquez versus Kluber, knowing that Kluber had been struggling. Kansas City, very good home team, yada, yada, yada. Placed a bet on there. So I'm keeping track of it as we go along. You know, you just check to see which way the lines are moving, just to see if you pique some interest. You know, I like the lineup that Kansas City put out there. Cleveland put out a decent lineup as well. But I start to see the line moving. The line closes as the Twins, as the Cleveland Indians, somewhere between 108, minus 108, and minus 110, meaning that you might have gotten some plus money on the Kansas City Royals. Now, to the naked eye, and I know a lot of people say, oh, man, the line's moving for a reason. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Again, if the line is moving based on a lineup or a lineup replacement, I fully get and understand that. But a line is just moving in the middle of the day for no apparent reason. A lot of people just triggers their tendencies to go ahead and fire on the team where the money is moving because obviously it's sharp money coming in on the game, quote unquote, but that's not always the case. If you look overall, again, steam is 50-50 at best. Cap the game, know your numbers yourself, find a quality line, and when you hammer it, don't look back. So what? I got minus 111 today, and the line ended up closing at, let's just say, a plus 106 or plus 104, whatever it was, where Kansas City was plus. Doesn't matter. The ticket won. It's not that huge a swing where you're laying, let's just say, 140 to win 100 as opposed to getting 110 on the number. It's not going to swing that far unless there's a pitching change or, you know, two or three guys got suspended right before the game, which is not typical in baseball. But once again, if I can leave you with that small note before we get the show going, don't chase the steam, folks. Trust your own number in the long haul. If you know what you're doing, work hard, put the work in, getting the numbers right yourself. Don't even worry about the steam. It's not going to make any difference. Back to the topics here. Again, Sky Sports Talk Radio, folks, NCAA football, NCAA basketball, NFL, fantasy. I love it all. I love to talk it. It's my life. It's my job. It's what makes my friends, clients, and, of course, myself money. And, of course, it's just a lot of fun to talk and bet sports. Down the line, as I said, again, we're expanding. We're going to have two shows now per week. Eventually, we're going to be taking phone calls there. And the most important thing I like to do is recap what happens during the week to let you know what's going to happen later in the week. And always, like a sponge, gaining information, checking out new ideas, new lines, who's capping, who has some numbers that they like to use, which I do like to incorporate, which this year in Major League Baseball, which we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show, some new things that I did put in on the line. Getting back to another thing on the Kansas City Royals today, you know me. You know, I might as well nickname myself, instead of Donnie Wrightside, Donnie First Five. We fired on a lot of first five games this year due to last year's epic meltdowns in the bullpen. Now, today was one of those rare occasions where if Edinson Volquez did falter a little bit, maybe Kluber was a little bit hot, maybe went seven innings, game was 2-2, 2-1, either way, I knew we would have the better bullpen with the Kansas City Royals, even though Herrera did accept his suspension today for Kansas City, so that's their seventh, eighth inning guy. And he was out of the lineup. They're still pretty good. Ryan Madsen gave up a solo home run out of the bullpen. But Wade Davis and obviously closer, which is slipping my mind right now, which I can't believe that. One of the best closers in the game, Greg Holland, did close out the game, and it was great. But during the first five, we had a quick 4-0 lead, and I'm saying to myself, my God, why did I just take the first five like I always do, knowing that Kluber, or figuring that Kluber was going to struggle a little bit? Well, it did end up 5-3 at the end of five, which I would have picked up the victory there. The Indians did close to within 5-4, but bases loaded and no outs in the bottom of the eighth with a double there, drove in two runs. They ended up not getting any more runs. But again, you're talking about the Kansas City Royals bullpen. This isn't, you know, fire fest back with the Detroit Tigers, and you hear me talk about that every single show. I don't think I'll ever let the Detroit Tigers off the hook for the way they put up with their bullpen last year. You had David Price, Max Scherzer, you know, Justin Verlander going 6-7 innings, having a 3-4 run lead, and that just, you know, in the stroke of a match lighting, that thing was on fire and the gas, and, you know, they're calling in the fire department trying to put out a fire, being up 6-1. Next thing you know, you're down 7-6, and you take a loss in that game. So So if you hear me rail the Detroit Tigers, it's for good reason. But again, we did eschew the first five today and go full game. Worked out to our advantage. A nice 7-4 win, which we didn't like a lot on the overall card today. Going over some bits of information a little bit later tonight. I did have a sort of a look, which I'm going to cap it a little bit for you there tonight, the San Diego Padres and the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think there's a decent shot in there. There's not too much information on Despaigne. I believe that's how you pronounce his name, for the Padres. He's only had two starts this year, so you know me. I like to wait to at least get four starts, hopefully two home starts, two away starts, just to get a true feel for the actual season and how the pitcher's going and whatnot. But again, what we look for, line moving, public versus Vegas, that's what we're here for to cap. About myself, again, if it's the first time that you're listening to the show tonight, been in this game 20 years, a long time. Based out of the East Coast, as you could probably tell by my voice and my accent, love football. I mean, the first wager I placed had to be when I was 10 or 11 years old. I lost $20 on a Houston Oilers New York Jets game, and I thought it was the end of the world. And my dad said, "Hey, man, don't worry about it. It's only $20. I'll pay it for you." The light clicked on in my head. This is the life that I want to live. And I love capping games and doing it at a young age and certainly learning information as I go, turning from a really square better at a young age to going ahead, you know, sharp square, both win 55% of the time, and take home that payment. Online for about 2 years with RightSideValuePlays.com and also TrendBetting.com. During baseball season, we do use a specific technique with favorites and underdogs. We'll go over that a little bit later in the show. But you know me, during like college basketball season, NFL and college football, less is more. We like to take that 401k approach. We might go, you know, an entire week can only have 2 to 3 plays, but as long as you know what you're looking at, putting the time in and capping those games accordingly, it works out in the long term. When we say the 401k approach, just take a look. You know, if you're with Charles Schwab or whoever you're with there, they're not going to put all your money on one single game. They're not going to put all your money on one single stock. Let it sit there. Let it grow. Ride the highs and the lows out. As long as you're true to your bankroll and true to your numbers, you should be able to profit long term. Do not be an impulsive gambler. Treat this as a lifetime, folks. Don't treat this as, I got to get it. Hey, there's a game tonight. There's a TNT game in the NBA. There's a hockey game, Stanley Cup Finals, game one. I got to get a bet down. Don't look at it like that. Look at the entire year, years, and as well down the road. It's a lifetime of gambling. Don't look at it as a week or a day or even a season. Take your time in this field. Make the plays. Fire accordingly there. And again, stay true to your numbers and always learn. Always take something away. Even the people you see online that you can't stand, if they're winning, take a look if they're putting out any bits of information, what they're looking at. Do they take a look, see if the, you know, the team's really good at home, or walks hits the inning pitched, or the ERA, or their stacked left lineup versus a right-handed pitcher, or their bullpen tends to be, you know, faulty. Their bullpen is really used. They better hope their pitcher goes 9 innings tonight. You know, you never can stop learning in this game. I do it every day. I make sure that I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook. If somebody is riding a hot streak or putting out information that I deem might be useful, I'm certainly going to check it out. Don't ever turn information down. Take it all in, good and bad, and make the decisions for yourself. You can check me out online on Twitter at RightSideDP, as well as Facebook under Donnie Rightside. I do want to start putting out a little bit more videos there. You see on my website there, I do have an opening video. It takes time, and as we go down the line, we'll get more and more interactive with the radio show and also on the website itself. Now, right now, folks, before we get into the crux of the information, the reason why we're here tonight, it's trendbetting.com. It's Lucky Lance Williams' vision on how gambling is supposed to be. We're not one of those outfits out there that are going to scream every single day, "We won, we won, we won," because it's a fact. You can't win every day. The absolute best gamblers in the world win 55% of their games. So that means if you lay down 100 wagers and you pay for picks, you're going to lose 45 of them, and you're darn lucky that they won 55%, because that is at the professional of the professional levels. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, laying minus 300 or laying minus 400 odds or taking the money line on an NBA team that's minus 10. That's not what we're about. It's capping. It's putting good knowledge to use. Anybody can sit down and put in a game where the New England Patriots are favored by 14 points over the Houston Texans and take it money line. It doesn't take a rocket science to do that, and you're certainly not going to pay for those picks just like that. But again, trendbetting.com, it's a really good team. We talk together each and every day. There's something for everybody on the website. NCAA football, basketball, NBA, NHL, MMA, hockey, soccer, golf, whatever you're into, we certainly have the knowledge and the packages that can get right to you. If you go to the website, trendbetting.com, and click on the experts tabs, you'll see myself there, Donnie Wrightside, Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, and Frank Buzz. It's a really, really good crew there. We all cap games differently, which is why it makes it so special. CJ the Razor, he's a super, super sharp guy. Just about every single play I have on a game, I can almost factor in he's not on that game with my favorites because he's taking plus money. He's looking at angles that you wouldn't even think of, an ace versus a guy just brought up from the minors, a long-term professional who's going against a guy with one or two starts. The kid is really sharp, and it's exactly what you're going to want to be on, cheap and affordable. Once again, something is there for everybody at trendbetting.com. Go to their packages, get in, I believe, for $99 a week, $290 a month, and also I know that Lance does work with a lot of customers on a season-to-season basis and certainly is going to be able to cut you in on a deal and or a break. But once again, folks, this show is all about trendbetting.com. It's the place to be. Good guys, look us up on Twitter. We're certainly there to help you out, answer any questions that you have. And if you want to go over anything, we're always there and optional. And the main thing is that we win games for you, and that's really what it's all about. Folks, what we're going to do right now is take a quick break. We're going to get into some baseball standings when we come back on the other side. Folks, this is Long Shots Radio Primetime Major League Baseball Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you, put the experts at TrendBetting.com to work for you. Go to TrendBetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, TrendBetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Major League Baseball Edition with your host, myself, Donnie Wrightside. Just going to go over some quick scores that we have from earlier today. Twins over the Athletics, 6-5 as a slight favorite at -108. Dodgers blasted the struggling Milwaukee Brewers, 14-4, also as a slight favorite at -108. Cardinals over the Cubs, 5-1 as a favorite of -116. Tigers over the White Sox as a dog at +105. They did click that one in. The Royals, which ended up being a +103, which we had them, as I said again, at -111. An easy 7-4 victory. had the lead the entire game and closed it out appropriately. Tonight's games, we have the Padres and the Diamondbacks coming up, Astros, Angels, Marlins, and Giants. And in action right now, the Yankees have a 3-2 lead over the Baltimore Orioles in the bottom of the fourth. Reds and Pirates tied at 1 in the top of the fifth, and 5-0 shot there with the Rangers over the Rays and Chris Archer. Now, that was a pretty much a heavy favorite game there for the Rays at home. Rays, you know, we picked up a nice win on them last night in Boston, flew home, and certainly doesn't look like they really showed up for the game. Nick Martinez, very good pitcher there, very underrated on the season, looking good. But as I know, the public, you know the name Chris Archer, the kid can deal, and he's struggling quite a bit right now. So, I mean, what are you going to do about that? You're down 5-0 in the fourth. The Rays don't really have that banger of an offense probably to come back at home. But, again, I've seen worse beatings than being down 5-0 and coming back. And again, Chris Archer struggling tonight. It's pretty surprising there because the ERA is pretty low, as well as his whip also in there. But what I want to take a look at now, folks, let's take a look at the baseball season on its whole with the overall standing. Looking at some teams that are a little bit surprising, the Yankees are surprising to me, sitting on top of the American League East at a 17-11 record. Also surprising there is the Tampa Bay Rays, 15-13. This is a team that lost their general manager, you know, traded away Price. Didn't look like they're going to be that good this year, but they are hanging around. I don't expect them to contend for the AL East. I do think the Toronto Blue Jays, Baltimore Orioles, and also Boston Red Sox are much, much more talented than the Rays overall. And as that season does last on, I think they are going to struggle. Another news that they did take a hit was with Cobb. Cobb went down with a forearm injury there, maybe Tommy John surgery in the elbow, still determining that, but that's not a good sign. Cobb was dominant. God, I loved to bet him last year for the Rays. He was just a dominant player. They had a very good bullpen, some clutch hitting, and it all looked like it was working together for them last year. But obviously, you know, now sitting there down in Tampa Bay, they don't draw many fan bases. Most people think that if there's a Major League Baseball team that's going to get, you know, optioned out, or, you know, one of those expansion teams, or if they're going to move, it's going to be the Tampa Bay Rays. They just can't support a baseball team down there. If you even look at Miami with the new ballpark, you know, if they build it, they will come. BS. They draw flies down there, Miami, always have, and somehow they swindled the city of Miami to knock down the Orange Bowl, build them a palace, and they don't draw flies down there. But you do have to give them a little bit of credit for paying Giancarlo Stanton all that money. At least it shows a little bit of a commitment. But back when they had Hanley Ramirez, Jose Reyes, you know, a bunch of pitching prospects there, big-time players, traded them all away, gave up on the season, what, within 60 days, said, hey, we're going to get a new stadium, let's pack it, it's going to be a lot of fun, then let's trade away every single player that we have on our team because we want to save on payroll just like we always do. Jerking around the fans of South Florida, so one of those teams I expect, the Tampa Bay Rays at 15-13 to start their slow descent anytime soon. It looks like, you know, about to get beat 5, or getting beat 5-0 here in the, I believe it's the bottom of the fourth inning, so it doesn't look too good in that instance. Going over the AL Central, Kansas City, Detroit, Minnesota, the White Sox, and Cleveland. Love that division. You know I love Kansas City. We took them today, but it's just a really strong baseball team sitting at 18-10. Detroit, super, super talented. Can anybody get Miguel Cabrera out? I mean, my goodness. That lineup is like, you know, the 23 Yankees and murderers row out there with what they can roll out with Victor Martinez, J.D. Martinez, you know, Miguel Cabrera, Kinsler, I mean, Rajai Davis. I mean, it just goes up and down that lineup. Yoenis Cespedes, I mean, they just can bang the baseball around. Very, very impressive team. If they can get some good starting pitching and at least somewhat of a non-gas can type bullpen, they're going to do some damage down the road, no question about it. Now, it brings me up. There's a team in third place today which won again. The Minnesota Twins at 16-13, they put out a really, really good lineup 1-9. very good. They're a little bit young on the pitching staff, and you don't know if you really trust them that much. They do have a decent bullpen, but that is my wild card dark horse in the American League, is the Minnesota Twins to make that playoff push and be there at the end of September trying to get into the playoffs. I think they could possibly do it this year, so we'll keep an eye on them. Chicago White Sox talented on offense. Do have some good pitching there. Still waiting for Chris Sale to show himself and Jeff Samardzija to settle in and be the effective starter that he is. They do, as I said, have some talent on that baseball team, obviously led by Jose Abreu. But they're going to need a little bit of help down the stretch. And again, once again, that is a tough division. Cleveland, really talented team. They do have some good prospects, some good pitching on that team, some good hitting. They're 10-17 again in last place. Will they turn it around? Maybe, maybe not. If Chris Kluber is going to, you know, go the way he's going this year as a Cy Young winner and just taking loss after loss and not even impressive losses. I mean, last year, if you looked at the Philadelphia Phillies with Cole Hamels down the stretch, I mean, what did the guy win? 8 or 9 games, but had an ERA under 3 for most of the second half of the season, completely dominant. But when the team stinks around you, it doesn't matter if you're a really good dominant pitcher, because unless you're going out there and throwing shutout after shutout or 8 innings of one run ball, you're going to be losing the majority of the time because your team simply can't hit or keep up. And that's struggling for a pitcher going out there saying, you know, I got to go 7 innings tonight. I can't give up any runs, or I don't even have a shot. When you're pitching under that type of pressure, folks, you're going to break. And it looks like Chris Kluber is going through at the moment. American League West, the Houston Astros, one of my favorite teams. You know, last year there was supreme value on the Astros, even though they were damn near winning about 65 games a season. Some good pitching gems there, a young lineup that would hit, and you're always getting plus money. Anytime you can get Dallas Keuchel down there, McHugh, or any one of those guys getting plus 130, 140, or 150, it was always a good wager. The only time I didn't like taking the Houston Astros last year was when they were playing the Oakland Athletics for the first half of the year before they made all those changes and broke up the mojo on that baseball team. That was a fantastic team to bet on. But once again, last year, you know, if we nailed a lot of Houston first 5 games, that bullpen was straight trash last year, but they did have some really, really good starting pitching. And a lot of times we would use that first 5 to our advantage, get a half of a run on the plus side, like plus 105. And as long as you were tied or even winning at the end of 5 innings, you cashed that ticket. Didn't matter if that bullpen would implode every other night. Didn't even matter to us. Los Angeles Angels, a little bit of a surprise. But I mean, they're 13-15 in second place. Texas looks like they're starting to turn the court a little bit hitting as well, 11-16. Oakland struggling at 12-18, as expected for me. But the biggest disappointment in that division is the Seattle Mariners at 11-17. That's just not good enough. That's a damn good pitching staff, damn good 1-9 lineup, a nice home field advantage, and it looks like the only guy that's worth his salt right now is King Felix. Paxton's getting blown up. Iwakuma down, I believe he was on the DL, or if not, he is going to the DL. He's been terrible. That team just really needs to get it together. Young pitcher with Tijuan Walker, he was really struggling, I believe, last time. He beat the Houston Astros his last time out, but I thought his ERA was in the double digits, which can't happen. I mean, that's a good baseball team that at 11-17 is completely unacceptable, but they certainly have the talent, and in the second half of the season to start making a run and really making a way of it. In the National League East, the New York Mets, very good team, frontline starting pitcher, pitching one of the best, certainly defending their home turf with an impressive 13-3 overall at home, 15-8 in the East. They're 4-6 in their last 10, so they haven't been burning it up or on fire, but they've certainly been staying ahead of the other struggling teams in the division. Atlanta's at 14-14. Washington is at 14-15, extremely disappointing, throwing out 5 really good pitchers and a 1-9 lineup that is extremely strong. I know they've been waiting on Rendon to get back in that lineup. To me, he was their MVP last year, but Bryce Harper with 3 connections on long balls yesterday. Hopefully he can stem the tide. And by the way, just saw a score pop up. The Montreal Canadiens waxing Tampa Bay 5-0. Wow, that's impressive. Sorry about that. It's caught me a little bit off track looking at that. I know a lot of people out there betting on Tampa Bay to close it out, and rightfully so. At home, looked like they just, you know, that one second score last night, which put them up 2-1 and a 3-0 lead in the divisional round. I thought that would have shut the door, but hey, I guess not. Fight on. Montreal looking to take that one back up to Montreal and force a game five there. But back to the standings there. Atlanta 14-14, Washington 14-15, Miami 13-15. Everybody's still in that race. Philadelphia Phillies, to me, worst team in baseball. They will finish with the worst record, 10-19, 8.5 games back. They've only scored 82 runs. And just to put that in perspective of the division, the other low is 109. So they're almost, 30 runs off. Differential in games is minus 58. That's really just laughable at this point when you actually go over those numbers and really take a look. NL Central, St. Louis, Chicago, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee. I love that division. St. Louis had 21-7 with the best record in baseball. Really good club. Lost Adam Wainwright. That's going to hurt them come playoff time. I do still think even with Wainwright out, they're going to walk into the playoffs. Chicago Cubs at 14-13, Reds at 14-13, Pittsburgh at 12-15, and Milwaukee sitting at 9-20 with the worst record than even the Philadelphia Phillies. In the NL West, Dodgers, Padres, Giants, Diamondbacks, and Rockies, 18-10. The Dodgers, very talented team. They're going to walk away with that division. I like San Diego's team a lot. I like their pitching. I like their bullpen. I like their hitting now that they've upgraded and spent some money. Just don't think they're going to have enough to catch the Dodgers there. And you can never count out the San Francisco Giants, even though they're really struggling at the plate. That team is just built to win and built to close down the stretch, so keep an eye on them. Arizona at 12-14, and the Colorado Rockies sitting down there at 11-15. They can always hit. They're going to be dangerous. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but, I mean, they can outslug you on any given night, no question about it. As I said, my dark horse team for this season is those spunky Minnesota Twins. Certainly going to be betting them a lot throughout the summer because they are going to have some really, really, really good value coming down the stretch. And looking at that team, again, 1-9, they hit, and they hit it home. I mean, they're starting to hit for average. Danny Santana's waking up a little bit. Mauer's that rock in the middle of the lineup that you know is going to hit 300. Not for a lot of power, but he's going to be able to move the bases and also start walking. Plouffe is coming on. I like the team overall. As I said, again, you got Suzuki hitting out of the catcher position. Not much power, but the guy's going to hit anywhere between 280 to 300 during the season. Once again, that's a team to keep an eye on. My Minnesota Twins. Taking a look at some lineups there that I really like hitting-wise. I mean, let's just go over just to take a quick look at that Texas Rangers lineups. Shin-Soo Choo, Elvis Andrus, Prince Fielder, Adrian Beltre, Kyle Blanks. It's a really good 1-5 there, and you see they're doing some damage to Archer as we speak. And on the flip side, a softer lineup is that Rays team. Kiermaier, I did like him a lot last year. Great defensive guy. They have him leading off there. Sousa Lone, you know, just that competent guy is going to hit anywhere between 265, 275, 285, somewhere in that range. Forsythe, De Jesus, and then it's just weak with Butler, Beckham, Elmore, and Wilson. Rays really don't have much firepower, so it's really tough to bet them. You know, even though we did take them last night on the road, that was simply because Justin Masterson stinks and is a gas can on the mound, and we took advantage of that game last night and hit the Rays at 113. Anytime you see a number that's really that low in Boston, that's there for good reason. They really didn't think they could win that game, just looking to set that trap, but we didn't fall for it and took Tampa Bay and took the easy winner there. One of my favorite lineups in baseball is the Pittsburgh Pirates. I love the balance of the power, the speed, the plate awareness there. You know, Polanco, Walker, McCutcheon, Marte, that's a fantastic 1-4, all interchangeable, all good contact hitters, all can steal. You have the power with Pedro Alvarez, the young kid Josh Harrison at third base, Mercer and Stewart. I really, really like that baseball team. Also, if you ask me, a National League team that I love to watch and I love to bet on is the Cincinnati Reds. Billy Hamilton leading off. Marlon Byrd hopefully can start catching back in a groove. I know he did hit a home run last night. But Joey Votto, Frazier, Phillips, Bruce, Negron, Pena, all really, really solid. And Aroldis Chapman, as you know, closing out the game. So that's going to be a team to keep an eye on. That team can hit and play very, very good baseball. But as I said again, just taking a look at the Tigers lineup today. Rajay Davis leading off. Ian Kinsler in the two-hole. Miggy, Victor, Yoenis, 3-4-5. J.D. Martinez, 6. Castellanos, Avila. And it looks like they had Perez there at shortstop. I mean, that is as good as a hitting lineup as you are possibly going to get to. Folks, we're going to take one quick break here on Long Shots Radio Primetime Major League Baseball Edition. Going to go over what we're looking for and capping a few games. Going to take you through my thought process tonight on why you should be on San Diego. Again, preface that by saying we're not going to be on this game with any money, but I'm going to walk you through step-by-step of what we're looking at in that game. Hold tight with us there. Long Shots Radio, primetime Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside.
Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side.
Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, primetime edition, Major League, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Let's take a look at capping and going over some bits of information. Spotlight game of the night, as I said, it's a not very, excuse my grammar, not really a good card tonight. I mean, it certainly isn't. As I said, we picked our spot there with the Kansas City Royals today, fired and won. And it was only a one-star play, which we do range those from anywhere between 1 to 5 star. Usually we hope to get 1 5-star game each evening there that you're going to bet and hammer. But if it's not there, we're certainly not going to force the way. Yesterday we did take a real juicy game, first five, the Washington Nationals, which ended up with a 4-2 lead after five innings, which gave us a nice, quick, and easy win. Even though it started out as a 2-0 deficit, they quickly turned that around in the game. Bryce Harper hit 3 total home runs, but 2 of those home runs were in the first 5 innings to help us get our first 5-unit wager winner yesterday, and it was a grind. We went overall 2-4, I believe, was the final number on the tally, but we did finish that game with a nice, or today with a plus 81. Today we won 100, actually, it's risk only, so I do have to question that. $81 yesterday, today it was actually $91 that we won. So as long as you're certainly going out and taking a look at these games and grinding out victories without pressing, you're going to do all right. So follow me during the season. I know exactly the way that we're going to win these games and certainly build that bankroll effectively and doing it the right way. Now let's take a look at the San Diego Padres versus the Arizona Diamondbacks this evening. Right now sitting, I would say money line's pretty even. Maybe 105, minus 105, minus 110, either way is what we're looking at this point. Now take a look at this game. Despaña, I hope I'm saying that game right, versus De La Rosa. Looking at the ERA, which I do like to take a look at, but it's not the end-all, be-all. San Diego, with him pitching, is 2-0 this year, is a 1.98 ERA. Fantastic. With De La Rosa, 2-3 on the season, lost 3 straight, and an ERA of 5.40. The thing I like best about this game, anytime you get somebody in that target zone, with the whip, walks, hits, the innings pitch there, you're going to want to take a look at that and focus in. What that means, folks, is how many walks and hits per innings are they giving up? If that number is under 1, that's fantastic. That means they're letting in maybe 1 walk or 1 hit per inning. And what does that spell? You're not going to score very many runs if you're getting an average of less than 1 base runner per inning against a starting pitcher. On the flip side, De La Rosa is not that bad with that. It's 1.267. Anything north of 1.5 is usually struggling and you're going to be giving up runs. So that ERA at 5.40 is kind of astounding, figuring that his walks to hits to innings pitched is only 1.267, but that's certainly an indicator there. The one thing when you do want to take a look at lines and spreads, looking at this game on the whole, you shake your head and you say, well, why is it, only minus 105, minus 110, when it looks like that pitching matchup is decidedly different there. Road game, San Diego is okay. They're 6-7 on the road when Arizona is only 6-8, over under at 8.5. But again, you have one guy with a whip under .878 and an ERA under 2, that certainly says, boy, this guy, you know, is pretty dominant. If you take a look inside the numbers there and go over what Despaigne is looking at, is with, as I said, with only two starts, let's take a quick look. Give me 1 second here. All right, taking a look at those two starts, you do factor in that he already faced Arizona this year, went 7 innings and only gave up 1 earned run, 2 walks, and had 3 strikeouts in that game, but only gave up 2 hits. The reason why that's big is because they saw this same pitcher 2 weeks ago and got a feel. If they weren't really used to him, or maybe some new guys on the team not really familiar with what his pitching arrangement is, what type of pitches he throws, that's why he dominated. They have a book on him, and they can get back at him. Now, even last game, he went 6 2/3 innings, only giving up 2 earned runs, which is pretty nice. But it's a short stint. You're looking at 2 starts, one on the 14th, one on the 20th. So it looks like he even has missed a start in the meantime, being that it's, you know, what is today, May the 7th. So he has 17 days between starts. They're figuring he's possibly, you know, with that missed start, he's not going to be ready, might not be as sharp as usual. Taking a look at De La Rosa, he did have, let's just see, he has 5 total starts there. Gave up 6 runs on opening his opening start to the San Francisco Giants, 3 runs to the Padres. Again, so he did, and also actually he beat Kasner already and also beat San Diego about 3 weeks ago, which is why that line is a little bit lower. His last start out was terrible. Only had 3 hits given up, but it was 5 earned runs, 3 walks, gave up 2 bombs, but he did strike out 6. Now, the game before that against a really good Pittsburgh team, he did take a 2-1 loss, but only went 7 innings and gave up only 1 earned run. So taking a look overall at this game, if you're asking me myself, and you say, you know, let's take Vegas out of the equation, I'm probably going to be leaning the San Diego Padres in this one, just because the fact that Despaigne has a 2-0 record, 1.98 ERA, but the reason we didn't fire on it is what we just went over. If you have a 17 or a 3-week gap in starts, if you face the other team, they already have a book on you that year, it all makes sense. And Arizona's not too shabby when they run that lineup out there. So something of food for thought to take a look at down the line. You want to look at ERA, yes. You want to look at the whip, walks, hits to inning pitched. And we do factor that in because we heavily bet the first 5. It's going to be starting pitcher versus starting pitcher. That's what we're going to want to look at. Down the line, like today, going with a full game with the Kansas City Royals, you want a lockdown bullpen, which that's going to give you 2 times to win. If you have a pitcher, which we had Edinson Volquez versus Kluber today, Volquez was having a better year. So we think over those first 5 to 6 innings, we had the advantage. Now, we certainly had the advantage on the back end because Kansas City, the Royals, have a sensational bullpen, whereas the Indians' bullpen is just average, and they're at home. So when you factor it all in, you have a nice price on a home team with technically 2 shots to win, meaning the starting pitcher and the bullpen is much, much better. That's the way we like to look and cap games, taking a look at a full game as opposed to going over just a first 5. That first 5, we're really going to be looking at the whip and also the ERA, how they're starting, how they pitch on the road, and how they pitch at home is very important. As I said, June is our sweet spot when the team's going to have about 10 starts, and you can really factor in how they pitch at home and how they pitch on the road and put that into the equation. We also do like to use a system. You know, it's not anything that says, you know, double down or triple down on this, or ooh, we really like it, it's a 5-star. Our highest-rated game of the day is typically going to be our 5-unit play of the night. Our highest-rated game today wasn't a 5-unit because we didn't like the game enough to unload the bankroll on. Was there some value on the Kansas City Royals today? Absolutely, and we did fire away. Taking a look at overall betting strategy, we use an even and an odds one. Haven't ran into anybody that does use this, but over the last 3 years, we found ourselves doing quite well. What that means is we like to take 3 favorites that we have capped over a strategy. Now, let's just say there's 12 ball games, we factor down 3 favorites that we like. We think we have a market advantage in those 3 games, so we're going to bet those in triples. What we want to do is win 2 of 3 games and put the rest to bed, because a 2-1 profit or 2 wins out of 3 when betting games under minus 200 is going to give you a profit on the night. If you're taking a look at underdog plays, we match those up in evens, games of 2 or 4, because you're just looking for the split and putting that plus money in your pocket. Is it nice to go 2-0? Absolutely it is. But the goal of the night in baseball is to grind and move on. So if you're going to take favorites, bet them in threes, fives, and sevens, and hope you win one more game than you lose. That's plus money. If you're taking the dogs, take them in two and four increments. That means if you split the first two or split the four, that's plus money in your pocket, and you move along to the next day. Just a little bit of tidbit of information that we picked up over the years. It's worked extremely well over the time being. So keep that in mind when you're betting. Take the favorites in odds. Take the underdogs in evens. Folks, it's been 40 minutes. It's been a lot of fun tonight. Look for our show, Long Shots Radio, on Monday, and we're going to get back at you. Long Shots Radio, primetime Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside.